This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your...
Eggs are quite wonderful. They are a deliciously versatile foodstuff, and their hard, watertight shell made it possible for life to leave the ocean and come onto the land around 400 million years ago. The equinox is also quite wonderful. Literally, equinox means equal night. So the equinox is that day where there are 12 hours each of light and of dark. This normally happens twice a year, around March 21 and September 21. And also, quite wonderfully, on the day of the equinox, both the sun and the moon rise exactly in the east and set exactly in the west. So eggs and equinoxes are each quite wonderful in their own way. Maybe this is why many otherwise rational people believe that you can balance an egg on its end only on the exact day of the spring equinox. It's a rather odd thing to do. You get an egg, and then you try to balance it on its more rounded end, the one that's less pointy. And apparently, according to the myth, this simple act is impossible on 364 days of the year, and really easy on the remaining day of the year, the spring equinox. This myth came to the West from the mysterious East. Annalee Jacoby, the China correspondent for Life magazine, set things going in its March 19, 1945 issue. She had seen and photographed a curious local Chinese ritual in the city of Chongqing. The locals would balance eggs on one end. They did this only on the first day of spring. Now, spring has always had special importance to us humans. Green leaves erupt out of blackened tree trunks, flowers blossom into life, animals give birth, and eggs get hatched. So there's a strong link between eggs and spring. The local Chinese legend was that it was much easier to balance an egg on end on the first day of spring than on any other day of the year. Now here's something cute about the timing of spring. They believed that the first day of spring happened about 6 weeks before the spring equinox in early February. So the Chinese stood the eggs on their ends, not on the equinox, but about 6 weeks earlier. Please note that this date is quite different from many Western countries, which claim that spring begins on the equinox. Anyhow, when this myth travelled to the USA, it changed slightly to have the eggs standing up not in early February, which was the beginning of the Chinese spring, but on the equinox in March, which was the beginning of the American spring. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest physicists of the 20th century, was asked for his opinion of this ability of the egg to stand on end only on the equinox. He said that it was rubbish. So the March 19, 1945 issue of Life had a large photo spread showing many eggs balanced on end. This supposed proof that the great man himself, Albert Einstein, was wrong, made fantastic publicity. The story was picked up by United Press and sent out on the wire across the world. And the myth that you could balance eggs on end only at the equinox went right along with it. Mind you, the 6 week gap between the Chinese start of spring and the Western start of spring was conveniently ignored. So the roots of this legend are flawed right from its beginning. Now, if you want to balance an egg, a little inside knowledge helps. Part of the difficulty is that the yolk is usually a little off center. So you can help things along, i.e. cheat a little, by shaking the egg somewhat vigorously. This breaks the yolk loose from the little bands that hold it in place. In turn, this does two things. First, the yolk drops a little, so lowering the egg's centre of gravity and making your job easier. And second, as the yolk drops, it gets closer to the centre line of the egg, again making the egg easier to balance. And there's one more factor in our favour. Eggshells are not perfectly smooth. They have microscopic bumps which act as tiny feet to stand the egg up. But the equinox having any sway on the outcome of egg-balancing attempts is one myth that we can safely lay to rest.
What does it mean? Why is it so?